For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome, Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle, watch us. MileEyeSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Wednesday, Government Fleet Vehicle Auction, featuring pickup trucks, SUVs, sedans, livestock panels, container homes, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. You and I talked about this probably about 3-4 days ago, and then I saw something on Twitter, and I didn't think, wow, you stole my idea. But I thought, wow, it's interesting. Somebody put on Twitter that the Minnesota Timberwolves should raise a banner to the rafters that says, beat the Nuggets in the second round.
Well, I mean, that ends up being really, that's their story, isn't it?
Yeah. They beat the champs. Well done.
You know, the way they finished, as it generally is, really kind of dominates the storyline over what they did to get there. I just, that was just a pathetic effort last night.
Yeah. At home?
Hardly even worth commenting on. At least so bad.
At least the Nuggets showed up.
Yeah.
In their final game.
Yeah.
Not really in the second half, but at least they showed up for a half.
And maybe we chat about this at some point. I don't know. Am I as sold on Minnesota as I was?
As I said to you in break earlier this week, I'm not so sure you can win a championship with Karl Anthony Towns.
Well, that may be. I don't know. I'd have to examine it all.
But he just doesn't, to me, have the right mojo. He doesn't seem to be in the right headspace consistently. Always seems to be complaining. He's very up and down.
Okay. Anthony
Edwards, good. I don't need to hear from you for the rest of the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm okay with Anthony Edwards, I think, still. I think I'm okay there. I just think collectively they regressed so.
They had a hangover.
Yeah, and they never got over it. You
right.
know, have that for the first two games or something or other, and then,
right.
you know, let's go. Get to the things that made you, that got you there.
Yeah, and by the way, I'm not trying to pile on Minnesota because they beat the Nuggets. They just didn't look like the same team.
No.
And I know Karl Anthony Towns scored 28 and had 12 rebounds. I don't know.
It was a surprisingly lopsided series that makes the finals against the Celtics even that more intriguing.
Yeah. Time now for the lead.
The lead, presented by Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk.
We spend so much time talking about the quarterbacks, and rightfully so, specifically Bo Nix. We'll spend a little bit of time in this segment talking about Bo Nix. But one story that's kind of flown under the radar is Javonte Williams. He was the darling of Broncos country his rookie season. Look at the way this guy breaks tackles. And boy, this guy needs to be on the field more than Melvin Gordon. And no reasonable person would have argued that. But now it feels like there's a new favorite running back in town, right?
Audric Estime.
Estime, yeah. Estime. Now he's going to miss the rest of OTAs. Knee scope, should be ready for training camp, according to Sean. Yep. So that means more action for Javonte right now, who's 2 years removed from what some felt could have been a career-threatening injury. So, Sean, how's Javonte looking?
He's been looking good. I think historically speaking, when you talk to the experts, they say, you know, the complete heel finishes at 2 years. Obviously, you begin playing before then. But he's been doing well. He's in shape. I know that he's looking forward to the challenge last year, really, is when you think about it, even in training camp, it was still early enough in the process where it was hard for him, to go full speed with confidence. And yet, you know, we were building kind of and getting him where he was, where we all felt comfortable that he could play. And so I think he's looking forward to this year and certainly the confidence in his health and the strength of his knee.
Yeah, I think absolutely. And it's always hard in OTAs because there's nothing.
No contact.
Physical.
There's no contact.
About it at all.
Yep.
So you get a couple of cuts and, you know, you can see a burst and he looks better, certainly at this point, than he did any time last year. That much I will say.
Here are two things about Javonte Williams from his rookie season. Number one, his vision was limited. You could make a very strong case. Actually, there's no case to be made if you understand football. For as much as people didn't like Melvin Gordon, and I understand it for a lot of different reasons, his vision was excellent. Excellent. Javonte Williams, his vision wasn't very good. As far as what are we seeing out of Javonte Williams right now, there's nothing to see. What he does best, you can't see in OTAs, and really you can't see much of in training camp. What he does best is breaking tackles. And when there's no tackling, how do you know if he is back? The question is, do you think he can return to form? Rookie season, 4.4 yards per carry last year, and understandably so, 3.6 yards per carry. Can this guy come close to what he used to be?
It's a good question. I don't know the answer to it, other than...
What does your gut tell you?
Probably not. Maybe, but I somewhere over 4 yards a carry. I mean...
Well, then that's... that's pretty good because that's at least halfway. 4.4 yards per carry. Rookie year, last year, 3.6 yards per carry.
I think he'll be used differently because I don't think there will be as much volume for him. He'll be used more. There are other guys in that room now that afford them some change-ups. And Estime is a very interesting guy. He really is. He's a lot like Javonte in a lot of ways, really. Mm-hmm. Javonte might be a little faster, but we'll see how Sean uses him. I agree with Sean Payton in that he looks unencumbered. You're not looking at him wondering if he missteps, does the knee buckle? He looks strong and he looks as fast as he can look. Is he as explosive? Can he pick up yards after contact, which is what he's all about?
He's never been explosive. Don't know that. He's never been explosive. The question is, does he look like a guy who is afraid that he's going...
He's explosive at contact.
He's explosive at contact.
Yeah, he's explosive at contact.
But there are two different types of explosive.
Yes, you're right.
Yes, He's great at breaking tackles. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows that. The question is, does he explode through a hole? That's a different type of explosive, right?
Yeah, he doesn't. No, that's not his style.
Right.
He will create the hole sometimes.
Yes.
He will go and he looks for contact, and he's very comfortable with it.
Okay. We just had our vegetables. Now let's have our dinner.
Okay.
How the quarterbacks look to you? It's May. Who won the day?
No, we don't.
Who won the day? We need to know who won the day in May. Who won the day in May?
Well, I don't look at things like that.
I know, but that's what the listeners want, Bruce.
Well, then
you got to give them what they want. Who won the day? And I say that jokingly.
Yeah.
Okay. More specifically, how did Nix look?
I thought Bo Nix again was the best quarterback. He's comfortable at the line of scrimmage. He's not hurried. He processes in a limited situation. Obviously, it's limited, but he processes well, and his accuracy is the real thing. Last week, we talked a little bit about maybe a couple of balls thrown behind. That was almost splitting hairs. Not so much yesterday. He had one bad throw that I charted all day. He just looks the part. The thing that I thought was interesting yesterday is that Zach Wilson got a little stutter step ahead. His arm strength is...
Oh, he has physical tools.
His arm strength is tantalizing, but I just don't think that he's not comfortable. He's not yet comfortable in his own skin back there. I question, which is pretty stupid probably and presumptuous of me to do after watching him for 2 days. I'm not sure how comfortable he is with the process yet. But you can see why he's intriguing. He's got great arm strength. But that's about the best throw of the day was made by Jarrett Stidham.
Correct. To the guy who many expect to be the number one guy in Marvin Mims.
And he took the top off from the middle of the field, going full speed towards the corner. And it was a hell of a throw, and it was a hell of a catch.
Right.
It was breathtaking.
Coming up after the break, when you look at the forecast for the CU football team, some people are down, some people are way up. What do the networks think? Oh, they have spoken. They have spoken about how much they want people to see Colorado football. Yep. And no, not at 1 o'clock in the morning Eastern time. We are talking about prime time throughout the season, not just the beginning, throughout the season.
Did you just call it prime time?
No.
Yeah.
Well, it is.
I think you did.
It is prime time.
I know.
Literally prime time. I'm one of the few people that will never, ever say Coach Blank.
Hey,
stop it.
It's a double entendre, prime time.
Well, it's a double entendre. Yes. Well, let me tell the jokes. That's next. I'm Raps MVP, and I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me.
Either the love or the underdogs on top, and I'm going to shine, homie, until my heart. Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Stop, go ahead.
Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Wednesday, there's a government fleet vehicle auction featuring pickup trucks, SUVs, sedans, livestock panels, container homes, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. In the meantime, Castle Rock Men's Health in Castle Rock, Parker, Centennial, Denver, and Fort Collins is now Castle Rock Hormone Health. I trust my health with Dr. Lee. To me, he is a second internist. He's not one of those guys that works at one of those chop shops. He's a guy who goes through all my blood work to make sure I have the right supplements, testosterone, estrogen, so on and so forth. It is more than just testosterone. They want to look at your entire health situation, unlike those other places that you hear on the radio all the time, and they keep pushing testosterone, ED. Are you not getting it up? Is your wife not satisfied? Is it going to lead to divorce? They try and scare the hell out of you. That's not the way it works at Castle Rock Hormone Health. And by the way, if you do have ED, they have Gainswave Therapy. It's a revolutionary way to treat your ED to optimize your sexual health. Schedule your appointment today at crhormonehealth.com, crhormonehealth.com. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by High Country Performance 4x4 in Englewood, Colorado's premier one-stop shop for anything and everything 4x4s and trucks. High Country Performance 4x4, building cool shit since 1980. Go to hcp4x4.com.
I think it's fair to say the forecast for the CU football team swinging wildly, depending on who you pay attention to. CBS Sports has the Buffs 11th in a 14-team league, while former Buff and Fox Sports analyst Joe Klatt, excellent at what he does, far more optimistic. This is what he says. If you protect Shador even a little, they're going to win 6, 7, 8, maybe 9 games and potentially compete for a spot in the Big 12 championship game. Their schedule is vastly, vastly easier than a year ago.
Is it? Is it?
Well, at the top of the Pac-12, yes, it was really tough.
You're right.
When you look throughout, and this is what you wrote in the show notes, I don't mean to steal your thunder, but I will go through it, and you comment on it.
Fine.
Utah's 15th, K-State's 19th, KU's 23rd, Iowa State is 27th, Oklahoma State's 28th. That's 5 teams in the top 30. TCU 36th, Arizona 39th, and 40th is Texas Tech.
Now, last year, the Pac-12 was very competitive.
Who was the best team in the Pac-12 last year?
Washington.
How did they do against Washington last year?
They didn't play Washington.
Ah.
They didn't play Washington. Washington finished second in the country. They did play Oregon. We know how that worked out. The sixth-ranked team in the country.
That's one of those games where it was a blowout and remained a blowout. It didn't get close in the end.
And then Arizona finished 11th in the country. That was a competitive football game.
Very.
That is it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's how the season ended. Those three teams, according to the CFP rankings, that's it. No Southern Cal, no UCLA.
And they were a major disappointment.
Oregon
talking about
State
USC.
Fell off.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree. The Pac-12 was good last year. It really was. It was competitive. A lot of good quarterbacks, yada, 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 using your words.
That's a Jerry Seinfeld.
Gotcha. Yeah. Jerry Seinfeld.
Yada, yada, yada.
Anyway.
I was with some girl and yada, yada, yada the next morning.
Well, I guess that works for just about anything that you can imagine.
It does.
So, yeah, I mean, I will. It's the term vastly, vastly. We felt strong enough about it's vastly, vastly more easier.
Yeah.
Really? Is it? Okay. You've got five teams, essentially, and I'm not saying this is how it'll play out. You've got five teams in the top 30. You've got eight teams in the top 40.
And by the way, let's not forget when it comes to preseason rankings, TCU was ranked in the, what, top 20 last year to start the season?
Yeah, they were.
And how did they finish?
And they were, under 500.
Right.
So I think that Colorado has a chance to be improved. I think it's interesting that the quote is, if you protect Shador even just a bit better, they're going to win 6, 7, 8, 9 games? Okay. Not exactly pinpoint searing analysis from a guy who I tremendously respect and give him his props. I think he's damn good at what he does.
Mm-hmm.
Damn good at what he does.
But
I just respectfully disagree. I think it's a little bit too casual of a take for me.
But the lens he is looking through is colored with black and gold.
And I recognize and appreciate that. That's fine. That's okay. But there's a reason that on the other end of this, FanDuel has them at 5.5 wins on their over-under. CBS Sportsline has them ranked 11th in a 14-team league. I don't know where it's going to
be. Well, okay, I'll ask you.
Yeah.
If you are listening to somebody who's prognosticating something, right, are you going to listen to Joel or are you going to listen to a bunch of gamblers? Who has more cred to you?
As it relates to this particular thing, probably the gamblers.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like what happened yesterday, where a former president was convicted on 34 felonies. Do you want to believe Jonathan Turley on Fox News, who said, "I believe this is going to be a hung jury," or do you want to believe somebody else from CNN and MSNBC that said, "This is going to be a slam dunk conviction"? It's the same thing. Who do you want to believe?
Yeah, I guess you're probably right. I just think it's very interesting because how many of us can, with any firmness and confidence, apparently Joel Klatt can really forecast how this football team is going to be?
The end of the day, a lot of it's going to come down to two things, I think. Number one, how well is the offensive line going to gel together? Yes, they have talent, but as you and I talked about yesterday, it's kind of like going into the kitchen. If you have a ribeye steak, peanut butter, and plantains, and they're all high-end stuff, can you make a great meal out of it? Is it going to come to... Oh, and then how about fresh basil? Put it all together, those four ingredients, is that going to make a great meal? Do they work together? I don't think they do.
Yeah.
I'm sure a Michelin star chef can find a way to make it work together. But do you really look at Deion Sanders and his offensive line coach and Pat Shurmur as a Michelin star chef?
Yeah, I mean, the hardest unit to get to work cohesively is an offensive line. It's the hardest room to get on the same page. It takes time. It takes repetition. It takes a lot of trust. And it takes more than anything an understanding of what the guy next to you is capable of in the only position room on the field where One guy starts on one guy on the defensive end and then goes to another guy. It's a very complex position to play anywhere across the offensive line. It is. And so it's a big if for me.
Okay, so television executives, they believe in the Buffs. Let's look at the schedule that's come out.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about the schedule is out, but where are these games being slotted? Season opener. North Dakota State is thrilled they're going to be on ESPN.
Good.
Nebraska, they're going to be thrilled along with the Buffs. They're on NBC, by the way, two in theory primetime games. CSU, thrilled that Canvas Stadium is going to get some nice publicity. They're on CBS, not CBS Sports.
Yeah.
CBS, Vern Lundquist. I know he doesn't work anymore.
But yeah.
Yeah. When I think of college football and I think of CBS, I think of Vern Lundquist. With that, Oklahoma State game, that's at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Okay. Last year, when you looked at the schedule, a lot of those games that were on national television were in the front of the schedule. But now it's being spread out. Oklahoma State, day after Thanksgiving, ABC, 10 a.m. start in Boulder. Or as Bill McCartney would say, Boulder.
That's a Friday game then.
Correct.
Yep.
Usually the day after Thanksgiving is Friday.
Right.
Most of the time.
Right.
Historically.
Yep.
Black Friday. With that, the Cincinnati game, October 26th, the executives have them spread out throughout the entire schedule.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With that, I understand the Deion Sanders effect. But are you surprised there are going to be so many nationally televised games for a team that won four games and last season, and for a team that FanDuel and most experts believe the over-under is going to be 5.5?
You've got three amazingly glowing beacons. Deion Sanders speaks for himself.
Yep.
Shedeur Sanders is arguably the favorite or one of the favorites for the Heisman Trophy.
Yep.
And Travis Hunter can't be far behind. So you've got two of the most intriguing, electrifying talents in college football.
So is it more about Deion and the program or Shedeur and Travis?
I'm not. Deion carries a great deal of. He carries a lot of the flame in this, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's
passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There's any question? I'm not ready to say which one is more than the other, but I collectively, it's a good enough reason to put them on prime time four or five times in the right now, as we sit here in the preseason, not having the faintest idea of where they're going to be come week five.
Coming up after the break, couple members of the Orange Crush team, one on offense, one on defense, going into the Ring of Fame. Why in the world did it take so long for these guys to get in? And who needs to go in next? I keep hearing arguments for a small handful of players, and everybody is missing. And I cannot stress this enough. Everybody is missing a guy who should have gone in yesterday, should have gone in the year before, should go in next year, should go in the year after that. I don't understand why this guy is not in the Ring of Fame, because he is one of the greatest pass rushers in Broncos history, and he is completely overlooked. And if you don't believe me, give me your fax number, and I will send you his stats. That's your hint. That's next.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileEyeSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Wednesday, Government Fleet Vehicle Auction, featuring pickup trucks, SUVs, sedans, livestock panels, container homes, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending is brought to you by Nola Jane Restaurant and Bar. Let Nola Jane spice up your next trip to Lodo with the best Cajun cuisine in Denver.
Okay, so Steve Foley going into the Ring of Fame. Riley Odoms going into the Ring of Fame. Well-deserved. Foley becomes the sixth player from the Orange Crush defense to go in. Well-deserved. Why has it taken so long for these guys to get in? And how much do you think the Penners have something to do with this, as they have embraced the history of this franchise?
Yeah, along with everything else, I'm really bullish on ownership. And where they're going with things. I don't know the answer to that, because I don't have the history that you do or that others do on the Ring of Fame. And I mean, I understand what the rules of engagement are. I understand when you become eligible to be in, but I'm not really, and I know that there are certain things that they use as markers along the way to become a Ring of Famer. Steve Foley, I don't get, because he's still to this day the team's interceptions leader.
Right.
I mean, this to me would seem to be a fairly obvious guy. And by the way, what an incredible gentleman, great dude. Yep. Just, you know, deflecting to his teammates, talking about the love of the game and playing for the love of your teammates and for one another in a different era when there was no free agency and you played with the same guys for 8, 9, 10 years. It was just a pleasure to listen and chat with Steve. And I didn't get a chance to with Riley Odoms, but I don't know. I don't know. And obviously, it always evokes the question of why aren't some people in there? I hope the answer is it's just a matter of time before they get in, but I'm not sure of the process, to be honest.
I think, while the Penners, I don't believe, have a vote, I don't think they're part of that committee, I'm sure they may have said to the committee, it's time to get some of the older guys in there. I mean, what was the theme about Randy Gradishar getting into the Hall of Fame? Let's put him in. That was the argument here. Let's get him in. Not so much while he's alive, but where he can truly appreciate it. And same thing, I'm guessing, with Riley. Excuse me, that's the same thing with Odoms, and it is the same thing with Foley as well. While they can appreciate it.
Yeah. Right? And it was And you could tell with Steve that it was a very emotional thing. It was something that was, he claimed that he hadn't, and I certainly believe him, claimed that he hadn't thought about this, that this was something or other that he was surprised by. But you could tell that it had affected him greatly. He invoked the name of Joe Collier.
Yep.
Of course, the recently deceased, you know, defensive guru and architect of the Orange Crush defense. It was just a really nice moment. And I will also say this, and this is segueing just a touch, and you can get me back on track. Sean Payton does a damn good job in this area.
He knows his history.
He sure as hell does.
Yep.
And he did it with Jim Turner last year, remember?
Yep.
And we talked about it. And he had Steve out there yesterday. He pulled the team together afterwards, obviously went through the honors that this guy had earned. Steve addressed the team. It was just really good stuff. I appreciate connecting to history and keeping that stream alive.
Yep.
Guys need to know that. It's an important thing. And I think some do, some don't.
Yep.
And those guys get this information, and good for Sean Payton doing it.
Right.
It's a good thing.
If you were on the committee, give me a guy that you would have voted for this year or you'll vote for next year. There's one guy's name who keeps coming up, and rightfully so. He had three or four excellent seasons with the Broncos. Tremendous blocker, great running mate with Rod Smith, and I'm talking about Ed McCaffrey.
Yeah.
There seems to be a groundswell of support, and rightfully so, for him. Is that the guy you'd vote for, or is there somebody else?
I think Ed would certainly be worth the discussion.
Yep.
Right?
I mean,
without any question. I mean, I think you can start going back. We're to the point now where you can look at that because we're 8 years past it.
Right.
You can start looking at that 2000, at that last Super Bowl team, and you can start plucking guys off of that now, right?
I'll give you a guy.
All right.
That I just don't understand how he is not in the Ring of Fame yet. And it baffles the mind. If I told you there was a guy who played for more years than John Lynch, because John Lynch got in because he played for 4 years. Mm-hmm. John Lynch, terrific guy, deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. But let's call it like it is. His career was really with Tampa.
Sure.
Not necessarily with the Broncos. And please don't tell me because he went to a bunch of Pro Bowls. Popularity contest. If I told you there was a guy who played for the Broncos who averaged 10.5 sacks a season, and Nigel, you just kind of raised your eyebrows, right?
That's a lot of sacks.
A season. 10.5 sacks a season. That guy should be a slam dunk Ring of Famer, don't you think?
I would agree.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
I don't.
Elvis Dumervil.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where's Elvis?
Crickets.
Elvis has left the building, and I don't know if they're going to invite him back in. And it has to do probably with this whole fact scenario. He had 17 sacks in a season. And oh, by the way, it's not like those sacks buoyed him to 10.5 sacks. Rookie year, 8.5. 2007, 12.5. 2009, 17. 2011, 9.5. 2012, 11. He wasn't buoyed by one season. Also, completely lost in the shuffle. Von Miller, if I had to guess, and I was talking to Von, give me the two most influential players that you ever played with in your career. It would be in no particular order, believe it or not, although one guy might get the nod. So I'll give him the nod. DeMarcus Ware, Elvis Dumervil.
Yep.
There is absolutely no question in my mind that Elvis Dumervil helped jumpstart Von Miller's career. And Von Miller is arguably the greatest defensive player in franchise history. How is Elvis Dumervil not in the Ring of Fame? And he is more than eligible. He left football in 2017. And I don't know when he's going to get a sniff.
This isn't an argument of guys that are in. This is because I think that you and I are both, we're all for it.
Here.
We are all for it, man. These guys being in.
This is not a knock. Elvis Dumervil should be in before Ed McCaffrey, period. He was better as a player. Ed McCaffrey, who I think was terrific, a big reason why they won those Super Bowls, but let's face it, Terrell Davis had more to do with it. The defense had more to do with it. John Elway had more to do with it. Rod Smith had more to do with it. The offensive line had more to do with it. Elvis Dumervil was so incredibly impactful. When you look at Ed McCaffrey's career, and I'm not saying he shouldn't be in. He should be in. But if you're arguing one over the other, Ed played 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 seasons.
Yeah.
Elvis played 6 and was far more impactful in those 6 than Ed was in those 9. Ed McCaffrey should be in the Ring of Fame, period. How Elvis Dumervil is not, to the committee, what are you waiting for?
Yeah.
10.5 sacks a season. I am guessing, outside of Von Miller, he's the only one that is averaging double-digit sacks.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable. And six years, not four.
All six. And he was fully injured for one of those seasons because he broke his pinky. And I remember talking to him in the locker room, and I said, how important, I believe it was his right pinky that was injured. And I remember saying to him, how much can a pinky really affect you, right? Now, would you think the same thing, Nigel?
A little bit. It's a pinky, yeah.
It's a pinky.
It's a pinky.
It's probably your least important finger. For you, would you say, Elvis, it's only a pinky? Well, why is it that big of a deal?
Probably. Something like that.
This is what he said to me. He said, because when I, with my right hand, which I believe it was on, and he lined up on the right side of the ball, every time he tried to get around a defensive lineman, that pinky was part of that process. He said, Eric, it was excruciating.
Wow.
It was excruciating.
I believe him.
And he missed an entire season. He played 6 seasons for the Broncos, and he had 63.5 sacks. Sack per game, no one comes close to him except for Von Miller, who is better. That's it.
Yeah.
Although, I would say Carl Mecklenburg is going to be joining us at 8:15.
Yep.
If Carl Mecklenburg had the opportunity to play just one position, because he played all 7.
Yes.
Okay. But if he could only play, if they only put him at pass rusher, he'd be right up there, not with Vaughn, but he'd be second.
He's the greatest Swiss Army knife.
Oh my God.
In franchise history, and one of the best in NFL history.
And oh, by the way, when you look at strictly resumes, all pro teams, Carl has more than Randy.
Right.
What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
The featured team for Hard Knocks was announced yesterday, and one team is now a win away from the Stanley Cup Final. We'll talk about it when we come back to Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, Mile High Sports. Yes, I have a good time. I don't want to stop at all.
Yeah, I'm a rocket ship on my way to Mars on a collision course.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Separated.
Hey, man, you're disrespecting me. Take them all.
You gotta keep them separated.
Hey, hey, don't pay no mind. We're under 18 and won't be doing any time. Hey,
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk. Here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Wednesday, government fleet vehicle auction featuring pickup trucks, SUVs, sedans, livestock panels, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Presented by Greenfield's Pool and Sports Bar in Lakewood. Greenfield's has everything under one roof, including the best happy hour in town. Two-for-one wine, well, and drafts from 3 until 7 p.m. Just in case you missed it. Presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to MountainHighAppliance.com.
Alrighty guys, just in case you missed it, the Chicago Bears will be featured on this year's edition of Hard Knocks. Of course, the main storyline with this team revolves around their new quarterback, Caleb Williams, but there will also be on a spotlight on some of their new weapons, such as veterans DeAndre Swift and Keenan Allen, as well as rookie Roma Dunze. What are some reasonable expectations for the Bears?
Well, I think the Bears are going to be vastly improved. Not vastly, vastly.
Well, think
but vastly.
Think about how awful that division has been for such a long time. And now you have the Lions, the Bears, and the Packers.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah, no kidding. So it's all of a sudden a really good division. It's a very intriguing story for the purposes of Hard Knocks. So good for them. That's fine. Makes perfect sense to me. But the Bears are intriguing on a competitive level as well. So.
I don't want to sound like a homer because I'm from Chicago, although I'm not a Bears fan anymore. The NFL is better when the Chicago Bears are really good.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I do too. I think there are certain teams, flagship teams,
yep,
that the league is always better when they're good.
Yep.
Steelers, Packers, Bears. I totally, and I'll swallow hard when I say this, Cowboys. I mean,
right.
The league's better.
I think the league is better when Denver's good.
I agree, too. I do think that.
Yep. Because you look at the history. The league is better when the San Francisco 49ers are good.
Yep.
You can think of a decent handful of teams. The league is not better when Carolina's good.
Yeah.
The league is not better when Tampa is good. The league is not better when Arizona is good.
I'm not pining for Jacksonville. It's okay.
Right.
They can suck. Fine.
That was Mountain High Appliance. Just in case you missed it, you can walk into any store, try out the appliances before you buy them. When you buy a car, you're going to take it for a test drive. When you buy high-end appliances, don't you want to know what they feel like? If you love to cook, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I mean, standing over, when I walk into somebody's kitchen, I see a Viking range. I'm like, oh, I would love to cook on that. You go to Mountain
range
High Appliance. Seriously.
I hear you.
I love my induction stove. I do. But a Viking, that's just a totally different feel. And you can go to Mountain High Appliance and get your hands on that baby.
They got them.
Mountain High Appliance, you can find them in Louisville, Littleton. You can also find their clearance center in Denver. Coming up after the break, one story that has flown under the radar at OTAs is Javonte Williams. His second season removed from what many thought was a career-threatening injury. But if you listen to Broncos fans and Broncos country, guy's an afterthought.
Mm.
We have other guys. We have this Estime guy out of Notre Dame. He's going to be our new favorite. Should we really be that quick to discount Javonte Williams coming back and looking like he did in his rookie season? That's next.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.